I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
So, Gerb Dog.
Save it up.
What's going on? How's it going?
It's going good.
You've been fucking?
Sure, yes.
Uh-oh. The lights are on for the fucking. I gotta see this kid's face.
Yo, you've been getting some motherfucking sex.
I have.
What's that like?
It's good. It's good.
You've been laying it. You've been laying it down.
I've been laying pipe. This is something I was going to tell you, which sure. is that I started consulting a dating coach on YouTube.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good.
Tony Robbins?
No, it's not Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins just screams the N-word at you.
It's this guy, Coach Corey Wayne.
Yeah.
Coach Corey Wayne. Yeah. He's telling you how to get snus.
White guy, black guy?
A white guy.
What? You didn't go hitch?
No. But I think because I was always under the impression that it was just like, oh, I just need to meet the people. Like, if I just need to, I just need to meet a girl. And then, like, I've got all the, I'll
you're
be
perfect.
Fine.
What once coach they say? Meet you,
they're right, gonna... Once they meet me, it's like, just get on the date and then you're good.
So what did coach say?
Well, I basically was doing, like, everything wrong.
What's coach say to do without giving away his message for free?
Well, no, he gives away his message for free. On
Coach Corey Wayne?
Yeah.
So Coach Corey Wayne told you to get back into the game, dude.
Well, it wasn't a personal conversation. These are just videos readily available.
You're not getting any pussy sitting on the sidelines.
He didn't tell you to take her to, like, Ellis Island, did he? And, like, show
her. Oh, no, definitely. That would be, like, one thing is, like, you definitely do not go, like, go somewhere or spend a lot of money up front.
Oh, really?
Right.
Really?
Ellis Island's not that much. I was just thinking in terms of Hitch.
Oh, okay.
They went to Ellis Island.
Did
show him the immigrants.
She was Latina, and he was like, "This is where your fucking miserable ancestors came from."
I think that would be totally frowned
upon. And then he had an allergic reaction.
Is your lady foreign?
No.
So you shouldn't take her to Ellis Island.
No, it's not the Ellis. It's just the general idea of taking her on an elaborate trip.
What about
trip?
The Holocaust Museum?
Sure.
Is she Jew or are you? Both.
I choose to not respond.
Damn, double J's, dude.
I don't understand.
The double J's. Do you guys wear one red gi and one white gi? And you're double J's? And you fight off the fucking... fight off the plebes? Trying to get your coins?
That's fucking... I love... Jewish love's the best love, dude. I love Jewish
do
love.
You guys fuck... Do you cut a hole in the sheet and make love?
That one snuck up on me. I took a sip of cells. I took a sip of cells, so I almost blew it out my nose.
So you got double J's.
I didn't confirm that. No, those... I just choose that. I don't understand the interest in it.
See those big J tits, dude. Nothing better than some big J beavers.
Oh, fuck. Nah, dude. At all.
What's wrong with you? You're being a fucking.
I don't know. I'm not being anything. It's just I don't know.
You don't want to disclose ethnicity.
Yeah, no, I'm not disclosing ethnicity. I just don't understand why that's particularly funny if it's two people that are.
So it is.
I don't get it.
So it is.
Yeah. I guess.
No, it was only funny because if you had said yeah, it would have been like no problem.
Yeah.
As soon as I answer the question.
Yeah. As soon as you obscured the question in typical Jewish fashion, dude, you controlled the
classic
media.
Jay.
You just controlled the media on us. Dude, we're a couple Gentiles who won the truth, and you just totally obscured everything.
Right.
So all we can do now is form conspiracy theories.
Oh, she's not Jewish. Yeah, she's not Jewish.
Not Jewish?
No.
Oh. That's no fun. That's no fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Damn, how's your family feel about that?
Nobody's Jewish in my family, really.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All
right.
Oh, that was fun. We got to live out that brief
double J battle.
Yeah, very excited about it.
So she, how does she feel about your J dong?
My J dong? Oh, my J dong. What is this?
Yeah,
what
dude.
Are you making about Jews?
I don't know. It's just funny.
Okay.
But I don't know. What's a J? What is a J dong? It's like an old, Old Testament dong.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's a good fire dong, dude.
You drop down thick J dong.
We asked this question before. We never got an answer because I don't think we really asked it to anyone besides each other. What's like the metaphysical belief of like Jewish people? Is it like old? Do you guys do Old Testament God?
Again, I'm not Jewish. I don't know what I have to.
You have access.
Perhaps I'm culturally Jewish insofar
yes,
as like.
But you have access
stuff.
To like.
Third...
I don't know. You know, all the seats annoying, you know, whatever.
Perhaps I'm culturally Jewish because of my hemorrhoids.
You have any insights in the metaphysical beliefs?
If that's the case, consider me a rabbi, dude. My butthole is a fucking monster.
That's true. If I try to get to the third floor of the temple, I'll just show them my butthole. And they're like, oh my God, dude. This thing, you had a hemorrhoid that covered your entire butthole? Dude, mine blocked my entire butthole.
Ugh. That hemorrhoid that's was just
nasty. I saw it. It was terrible.
Oh, yeah. I showed you the pic. Yeah.
Do you ever get hemis like that? Or are your hemis more sustainable? Do they go full blockage?
They're terrible, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You still? Sucks, when's the last time you copped one?
I have one now.
I'm damn, working on you got one a hand?
Yeah, yeah.
Little guy or big guy?
It's decently sized.
Yeah, is it fat like, man? Fat man or little boy?
I don't know how to describe it. Do yours, just on the outside.
Yours pop eventually? Mine popped, and that was like the best day.
If it's big enough, this one won't. This will just recede.
It'll retreat.
They don't cut them off anymore.
It'll retreat into the depths.
Yeah, they're like very against cutting them. I was like,
I know that.
Yeah. I was literally going to the place like, cut this the fuck off, and they're like, we don't.
When
do
they
that.
Recede,
they'll
it's
push
like,
them back in.
It's like Jack from the Titanic sinking down. You just see it slowly drop in.
Yeah, it sucks, dude. They're fucking brutal. So what's your like dump regimen now? Do you just like?
Well, wait. Okay.
Because I like changed my life to avoid hemorrhoids.
Wait.
Well, I do, as you know, I have like a squatty potty.
Okay.
I try and eat vegetables.
How much vegetables are you talking? You should go vegan, honestly.
I can't do that because then I just get real thin. My body's disgusting.
Okay, go vegan on steroids.
Yeah.
Vegan on steroids.
Take roids and only, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Duh.
Roids and broccoli only.
Okay.
No, you should get it because when I started doing the plant-based stuff, before, like, I would get a vague idea that I had to take a dump and sit on the toilet and just, like, push while I read for, like, 45 minutes.
Right. You can't
now I get overpowered by – I don't dump till I'm overpowered by a dump.
Right.
Where I'm just like, oh, God, I got to fucking run. I have to dump now. So that's the new move. That's the new wave. And I've done pretty good about, you know, I, like, wait till it really hits me and then I take a full dump. And if I don't finish, like, sometimes you get, like, half of it out and you just – wiping out like a messy, horrible thing. I used to like try to like, I'm getting the rest of this out again.
You just go ass. You just go dirty ass.
Just go dirty ass till it's time, dude. Hit it with a little jungle butt.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is I really like cheese. And so I'll eat a ton of cheese and then.
That's how bad the hemorrhoid was for me. I'll never, anything that constipates me, I won't eat it.
Okay.
That was the worst. Dude, I like limped around.
Yeah, that thing
for
was
like fucking,
fucking
four. I like barely walk. And then when it finally popped, I had gauze in my ass for like 2 days. I had a bleeding hemorrhoid for 2 days.
Bled through your shorts that time.
Yeah, dude. And then one time I was in school and I had to walk up in front of the class and I was like, if this gauze falls out of my asshole and like fucking lands on the floor. Yeah, dude. I'm like, I'm going to get kicked out of here. It was like a brown ring with like blood in it. It was disgusting, dude.
Oh, my God.
So yeah, like again, dude, stop eating cheese, man.
I love it, though.
That much? More than your ass?
Kirby has you are very mouse-like.
I guess, yeah.
If I was going to catch you, I would say.
Dude, that blows my mind because it's like, I used to sit on the toilet.
So, yeah. All right.
I used to sit on the toilet for hours. Like, I'd sit on the toilet forever. I cut out anything not to get a hemorrhoid anymore.
Mm.
So that was like that was hell, dude.
I agree.
Right off the cheese.
Yeah.
Eat vegan. You can make your own queso with cashews.
I'll lose like all my muscle mass.
Cheese?
Well, not eating protein or having
you can have protein without cheese is a, okay. Cheese is a, like a
he likes a, cheese though. That's
yeah,
a treat.
Cheese is like a binding. You can eat protein, you'll blow it out. Cheese binds you up.
Okay, I'm just not gonna stop eating cheese.
Why, dude?
I love it.
Yeah, dude.
You stick love cheese more than your asshole.
Yes, I mean I'm doing all right now. You know, yes, I'm sitting on a thing, but it's like.
Dude,
that's
you
just
must,
your culture.
The hemorrhoid I got was like the hemorrhoid I got was like apocalyptic. Like I was fucked up for like 4 days.
As you know, I'm very concerned about hemorrhoids. I was the one on this podcast to say that we should teach it if we're going to do sex ed.
Yeah, but dude, you're like someone who like learns about condoms and throws them out. It's like if you're going to learn all this stuff and still eat the cheese, dude, that's like step one. Ditch the cheese.
The cheese is too good, dude. Yeah. Keep the cheese. Yeah. Just let your butthole take the brunt of it.
All right.
Oh, dude,
keep eating cheese. What type of cheese are you crushing?
Polio?
Mozzarella.
Yep. You crush some mozzarella.
Yeah, yeah.
You eat like bag cheese?
Yeah.
Dude.
Straight out of the bag?
Yeah.
You're just reaping what you sow, dude.
I can't stop. I love it.
You're just eating
give
hemorrhoids.
Give me a hunk of fresh mozzarella and that's I can't put it down.
Mm. Does it
can't
help
put it
what
out.
Type of cheese it is? Like if you got like a... Like if you got like a blue cheese creamier.
If you go strictly Whiz, you will not have this problem.
Just go Whiz.
Just blow it out.
I can't contribute anything to this cheese conversation. I don't know.
What else is going on with you? I heard you and O'Connor did a podcast episode.
You did No Contact?
No, I don't know. He didn't have his thing set up properly. I don't think we did it.
Yeah, apparently did a contact never to be seen by the light of day.
God damn, Gerbs.
Was it a hot cast? Fucking,
what's that?
This is like a bad interrogation. We're not getting any information.
Oh, no, I know. I mean, honestly, I had not been feeling well, and not much goes on. I don't have, you know.
You got things going on. You got hemorrhoids you're battling. You're banging Jays. You got fucking...
But what's the coach's message? We didn't get to that.
What's his name again?
Coach Corey Wayne.
Coach Corey Wayne. Did he tell you to take a knee when you watch the YouTube videos? He's like, all right. Does he have a whistle? Yeah, he's a coach.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's a little, yeah.
How much is it fair to ask him how much pussy he gets?
I mean, I think he would probably do all right. It's just, but I don't know.
That's a lot of pressure for a girl. If you're like, what do you do? Be like, oh, I teach guys how to get pussy.
Right.
I'd be kind of hesitant to enter into that relationship.
Well, it's not even about that.
I teach guys the tricks to get pussy.
Well, so you would definitely disagree with that because it's not about tricking.
What's it about?
Well, it's just about being in your masculine center.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a big dick?
So he's like, right.
This guy has a big dick, right?
I don't know. I don't know what his penis.
So he's all right.
I don't believe he's all right.
He's a fucking Western chauvinist for sure.
He does.
So he's like just
America.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. So this guy's a coach, and he's saying like be mask as possible,
right?
To these hoes.
If you're a coach, you love America.
That's true.
Coach of anything.
Well, no. So that's not he's saying be mask. It's like so. I'll give you an example. There's what he would call the illusion of action, which is like if a girl starts pulling away, she ain't showing a picture. Yeah.
That's Coach Corey Wayne, dude.
He's hot.
If a girl starts pulling away
physically
when you're first dating,
he's got a boat.
Damn,
that's when he's Captain Corey Wayne.
So she physically pulls away from him.
Not
he
physically.
Says,
not, no, no.
Women you should avoid by
Damn,
Coach Corey
dude.
Wayne.
So he says if a woman's pulling away in the dating relationship, what do you push the gas or do you chill back?
No, you have to hang back.
Of course.
And the way I would put the
pussy on ice.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's intuitive for a lot of guys and not for others, like myself, who it's like if she starts to back away, then you go, oh, well, I got to do something. Mm-mm. I got to send like a funny text or a thing. But that just exacerbates the problem.
So, if she's ignoring you, you hit her with a fucking good joke.
Right.
Damn, nah, that's terrible.
All it's terrible.
Nah, you just go on TikTok and like rap Lil Wayne and let her see it.
You got to learn something from those TikTok boys. We got to get you into being a furry. They crush cheese. You go as a mouse. You get a good fucking Chuck E. Cheese costume. Yeah.
So was this how long have you been working with the coach?
No, I feel bad. I feel bad. I just don't feel bad.
Yeah, we love
why do you feel bad? Do you feel bad like spiritually, emotionally, physically?
Physically. Yeah. It's just tough to be like, it's tough to get the energy up.
True.
Don't worry about it.
I feel like a million bucks.
You're doing
right
great.
No, so it's just about exactly like what Shane said, like I would just do the wrong thing. So I was like simple things like if I was on the date, I would try and set up the next date.
For sure.
Which is like, don't do that.
You leave a pair of your boxers there?
What's that? No, no, but it's things like that. And then your job as the guy is to set up the date. So it's like you, especially in the beginning, it's like you're only calling to set up the date. And then if she contacts you, that's her reaching out, and then you set up a date. But then you don't keep texting because like that's not you're busy.
Yeah,
you can't and then again if she pulls back, you have to give her space and then the more you try and fix that, it's just like you're done.
Or you go kidnap her.
Right,
true.
There's two ways of doing this. You're either all in or you're not. Sure. There's no tiptoeing. You got to go full Sharia. If she wants space, we're going to talk. We're going to have a little chat.
For sure.
You show up at her house and break in.
How does he feel about just going on Tinder and just swiping every single person? And then just
he's not really about that. It's more about just like what to do if you're on a date or in dating or in a relationship.
Does he give sex advice?
I think there is a video. And
what do you mean? What do you mean?
I've seen a video about like how like
does massive... he skip right to the fucking oil driller?
Is you're gonna get her on the couch and then you tip her over so her head's on the floor and now you fucking drop down.
You bend your hard dick down and drill her like an oil driller.
Yeah. What does he say in the video? About?
It's an uncomfortable video to watch. I have watched it. I cannot tell a lie. It's just about like you know how to come multiple times, and I don't know.
Oh, like when you get to the point, like hold. He's like a tantric lover.
Yeah, like and about how to like work to that. It's just not.
Well, tell us about.
Hold up.
Tell us about this video. What's
that one was? It's just like you masturbate until you know you're about to ejaculate, and then you stop.
Edging.
And then, yeah.
So and he says to edge yourself.
You just apparently keep doing that.
You keep edging?
Did you ever try? That hurts so fucking bad.
I turned it off, honest.
Were you edging?
I was not masturbating watching it.
Did it get you thick, though, talking about it?
No, it did not get me thick. That's not an issue for me.
Did he
do you jerk off to Coach Corey Wayne videos?
Was he jerking himself off while he did it?
He was not, and no.
Was he wearing, like, an off-brand sports, like, shirt? Like, some sort of, like, all-pro... Under Armour.
So funny. He does wear
Under
Armour.
Yes, I knew it, dude. I guarantee I know exactly who these people are.
So, is there anything he offers where like a bunch of people can like jerk off together and he blows a whistle?
There's nothing to do with that. There's nothing to do with that.
Somebody accidentally still comes.
I think he offers really good advice.
Coach, I'm going to come. He's like,
you still not?
Grip
no hands?
Grip your fucking root.
Do you think you can do that?
You know what?
I'm going to do that.
Hell yeah.
About to come and then no hand it and let it
just
ride?
Like Coach C?
Let Jesus take the wheel?
Damn, you'd be that problematic player on his team where he's like, I said no come, and you're like,
Sorry, Coach.
I'm out of control.
That's how I have, that's how I can sustain, that's how I can come twice.
Yeah. What? You come twice?
Yeah, when you pull out, you just let it go. You don't touch it.
So it's a bad come.
Yes, it's a bad come.
You get one bad come and then you keep going.
Yeah.
Nah, I come once. Either she came or not, and then I lay down.
Yeah. Well, either like you'll pull
that's
out.
Being masculine.
You can release the pressure. You can pull out and just go, and just squirt a little bit out and then get back at it. But it's like, it's a weird feeling.
Oh, how bad is that when you have a bad cum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends. There's a threshold. If I squirt like 10% of it out, I'm fine. If I squirt like 40% of it out, then I'm just like, I'm in a weird twilight
zone.
Did
I finish?
Like, yeah.
Did I even finish? And then, especially you're in a long relationship, and it's like, all right, I didn't finish. And it's like, no, you did. I'm done. It's like, bitch, I'll fucking kill you.
I have half a nut left.
I only had one nut.
Give me 10 minutes.
I need to go call Coach Corey. Coach Corey Wayne. Is he Southern?
I don't believe so, but he lives in Florida.
I'm telling you, I'm a fucking psychic with this guy.
Yeah.
Is this the MILF Hunter?
No.
From the porn.
MILF Hunter was the man. That's who you should be watching. Yeah, that guy had all the techniques.
Something's up with my eye.
Your eye's fucked up? What's wrong with it?
I don't know. Just not seeing right.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
How much does he charge?
Well, he does, I don't know, for individual lessons. I don't know, but he does offer that. But the other thing was, it was like patience. Cause that was another huge issue. And with this girl that I'm currently seeing now there, cause I think what he says, he's like, when you start dating somebody, he's like, men can fall in love quick. Women fall in love slow. So like if a guy finds a chick attractive, it's like, then we'll just find reasons to like her along the way. But like a woman needs time. What?
Yeah, I heard that.
Hit hard.
Yeah, so like
Coach Corey Wayne's hit me.
So then you just immediately kind of want to know where you stand. But if she's an attractive girl, she's got tons of options.
Sure.
And so she's on the lookout for neediness. And so the moment you show that you can't be patient and, like, congruent with what you say, so to be like, what?
Did he, like, stick his head inside of a pussy and learn all this? Like, how does he know? Sorry, that's what I imagined, and I started laughing. I imagine Coach Corey Wayne downloaded the information.
Coach Corey Wayne is the fucking man.
So he was saying that you're on the lookout for neediness. Yeah, so you have to basically play it cool. You gotta be a pimp.
Yeah, and be congruent with your words. Let me know when you're free because she cancels plans or something. It's like, okay, no problem. I'd love to see you. Let me know next time you're free. You have to wait for her to contact you or just never contact her again. But again, the guy thing, like for me, it would be like if she didn't contact me and 2 days later, I'm like, well, what's going on?
Yeah. What about if you're just like, what's up? What, you fucking bitch?
Yeah, you gotta say that.
What the fuck,
dude? We should start making some dating.
Yeah,
advice.
Dude, exactly.
Counter Coach Corey Wayne's
I go fully against that. I just tell girls immediately, like, oh my god, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, I fucking sob. I cry
love
on
you,
the first
and
date.
I want to see you immediately. I flip that on its head to where I'll be like,
I would do that. Yeah,
I flip it on its head where I'm like, yeah, I just, you know, I'm supposed to wait or whatever to be cool, but I need to see you right away. Whew, I need to see cool. you right away.
I love
babe.
You now.
Yeah,
exactly. You got
thank
me
you,
going.
Thank you, dude.
You got to show up crying.
I bet you he would agree with that because he'd say you're being very honest and direct.
Yeah, I mean, of course you would agree with me, dude. He'd be like, yeah. Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Pimp to pimp. Phew,
student just became the coach. Now you're coaching Corey Wayne, dude. Tell him to stop edging. That's fucking weird. He's an old man edging.
Yeah. Yeah, how long does he want to have sex for, dude?
I don't know. Man. I don't know.
I mean, at what point when you're...
We'll be right back.